Okay, John, what is the difference between directed thought and verbal fabrication? Thank you for showing us patience. Actually, verbal fabrication is vitakka and vijara. I mean, that's when the Buddha, again, it's in that same sutta, Majjhima 44, the Bhikkhuni Dhammadina giving teachings and explanations on. I mean, it comes up in other places as well, but that's understanding what are the, say that when you say citta sankhara, then it's the citta sankhara are the or beginning. Okay, bodily sankhara, gaya sankhara, in and out breath, in and out breathing. It's sort of what is the basic necessity for the body to exist. Okay, breathing. If you don't have a breathing being, then you don't have to worry about that body. It's the jitta sankhara, the mental fabrications, mental formations, are pointing to vedana and sanya, feeling and perception. That's the basic building block. Now, obviously, then it goes on to, in the same way that you have more than breath, and you have the whole body, but that's your basic sort of necessity. The basic necessity for citta sankhara is the feeling and perception. And then for verbal fabrication, the vajji sankhara, that is vitakka and vichara. There's these mental movement of the mind that is directed thought as vitakka. So that with that movement of thought, then there becomes speech, and you can probably, even though there's not a lot of external talking going amongst the retreatants, I'm sure there's some verbal fabrications happening, even as we speak.